Each morning at this time, we'll be offering some instructions about mindfulness practice. Mindfulness practice ultimately includes all aspects of our experience. Everything welcomed to be met with skillful, wise mindfulness. And yet often there are times when we can't simply meet everything with mindfulness, and so it's useful to cultivate some skill in allowing the mind to settle, to allow some momentum of mindfulness to be cultivated with some simple experience such as the breath. And so over the first few days of this retreat, we'll be encouraging and offering some suggestions about supporting this settling of the mind. One of the supports for settling the mind is quite simple. It is relaxation. And so sometimes I find, especially at the beginning of a retreat or the beginning of a period of practice, it can be really helpful to support relaxation of body and relaxation of mind by consciously relaxing. Physically relaxing the body. Allowing the muscles of the body to relax. And maybe even doing this systematically. Allowing the head and face to soften and relax around the eyes, across the forehead, relaxing the mouth and jaw. Allowing the neck and shoulders to relax. The arms and hands. Allowing the chest and upper back to soften. Relaxing all those muscles around the rib cage. Sometimes taking a deeper breath can support that relaxation, stretching those muscles around the rib cage as you breathe in on a deeper breath. And allowing them They will soften and relax as you breathe out. Maybe a second deeper breath, letting those muscles stretch. And release. And letting the breathing return to normal. And seeing if there can be a softening of the stomach and abdomen. Maybe letting the belly hang a little bit forward. Sometimes we kind of subconsciously hold tension in that area, pulling it back. So letting it release and hang. Softening down the back, through the middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips and pelvis. The legs and feet. And then sometimes having relaxed this outer part of the body, all these muscles of the body, and sometimes we can also check in more deeply inside the body. Sometimes there can be a relaxation available inside the body too. So maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. As the body relaxes, it supports and helps the mind to also relax. And sometimes we can allow there to be a relaxation of mind. Mental tension is often felt by or experienced as being pulled into thoughts of past or future, being wrapped up in thoughts about now. And so see perhaps if mental tension can be set aside or released. Relaxing the mind. There's nowhere to go. No one to be right now. And not very much to do. One way into this relaxation of mind the Buddha pointed to is recognizing being cognizant of the everyday disturbances of our lives, not being here right now, noticing what disturbance is absent. All the busyness of our lives is absent. We have much simpler lives right now, and we can recognize and appreciate that simplicity. And so relaxing the body, and relaxing the mind. Within this container of hopefully somewhat relaxed body and mind, there can be a kind of relaxed attention. An attention that receives the experience of the present moment. The experience of the body sitting here. Just this simple experience of sitting. Exploring what's obvious about just sitting here, meeting just whatever is obvious, receiving the experience of sitting. When the mind is relaxed, it will very naturally receive and be aware. And so letting the mind that knows how to do that simply receive this experience of body, the uprightness of the body, contact points of the body, hips against the chair, cushion, or bench. Touch points of the hands. The sensations are already happening and can be very naturally known. And within this container of the body, also already happening, is the breath. A very simple instruction the Buddha offered. When breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When breathing out, know that you're breathing out. Exploring, receiving this experience of breathing. A relaxed attention. We don't need to push the attention into the breath. Just with a gentle connection. What's obvious about the breath? It may be as simple as just knowing this breathing is happening. it may be that there's some sensations connected with breathing that are obvious and easy to connect with. Sensations at the nostrils or in the throat and mouth. Or maybe the gentle expansion and contraction of the chest, or rising and falling of the abdomen. Relax and connect. Can you be with the breath? Be with the breath that's already here and obvious. Allowing there to be a connection, but not a forcing. And in terms of a continuing persistence to stay with the breath, a light touch of that, maybe just enough effort to be with half a breath, an in-breath, just enough effort to stay with an in-breath. That's all you need to do in that few seconds. And then just enough effort to be with an out breath. A relaxed, gentle persistence. Being with the experience of breathing, however it is obvious to you. And there will be thinking that happens. Sometimes this thinking actually takes us away from the present moment. And when that happens, you will notice at some point that your attention has woken up, or you've become aware that you've not been so present. And the relationship to that moment is actually a pretty important one. First of all, there's no need to judge the mind for doing that. This is a very natural part of our minds. That they think and get caught in that. And the mind can be gently trained And gentle is an important part of that training. And so when you notice that the mind has been wandering, first thing to recognize is that in that very noticing, mindfulness is already back. You're already aware again. And then it can be really helpful to check in and see, has tension come back into the body and mind as a result of the mind wandering and thinking? If so, and so recognizing in the moment of noticing you're aware again, and there's a little tension, so can there be some relaxation? Let yourself connect with a kind of a exploration of relaxing the body and mind again for a few moments. Because that relaxed body and mind supports this natural ability to connect with the present moment. And so recognize that you've been thinking. Know that you're aware. And relax. As there is this relaxation, allowing the breath to again be received. Relax. Receiving the experience of breathing. Being with. Your experience of breathing. The language that we use to ourselves around our practice can actually affect our practice. And for myself, I found in terms of meeting experience and opening to what's happening in the present moment, that using the words being with experience is helpful, as opposed to a language I used to use, looking at experience. To me, the being with language brings a little more friendliness, a little more softness and connection, looking at how to kind of a distance for me. And so this language of being with, it's a language of friendliness. We might be with friends in our external lives. And so can we be with ourselves? I'm bringing in this quality of friendliness and love, care, connection to how we meet experience. So these first couple of days will really be encouraging this friendly, connected attention, and primarily to exploring being with the breath as a way to settle and stabilize the attention. And yet, of course, that's not going to be the only thing that's happening. The mind will wander, there'll be thoughts, emotions, many things that come up. And not necessarily, you know, not having a combative relationship with that, or trying to say, oh, I'm supposed to just be with the breath. There are times when being with the breath can help us to hold other things that are happening. So we don't have to create some kind of division or boundary if there's other things happening in our experience. An emotion is coming or other bodily sensation. Can we breathe with that? Allow the attention to hold it through the being with the breath. Maybe there's sound happening, and the breath, or an emotion, and the breath. So we don't have to try to stop those other things that happen simultaneously. Just exploring keeping this gentle connection, a friendly connection to the breath. You may find that actually supports a friendly connection with whatever's happening. We can kind of let whatever else is happening kind of be in the background, and let the breath be in the foreground. One of my teachers, Tanasaro Bhikkhu, I practiced breath meditation with him for several years. And at one point he used the analogy. He said, well, you know, you can be with the breath. You can, in this case, I think he used look at the breath, kind of like you might look at a candle in the middle of the room. And he said, and you can also just simply notice that the light of the candle lights up the room. A more relaxed and receptive approach to knowing the experience of breathing. For me, that image of the candle lighting up the room. It's like this being with the breath can help us to hold whatever else is in the room. Whether it's spiders and mosquitoes, or whether it's compassion and joy. So we'll have this evening at 7:15, we'll have some time for questions. We'll have a question period from 7:15 to probably about 7:40. And we would like to encourage those of you who are newer to practice to come and bring your questions about practice. And by newer to practice, I mean anybody who's sat fewer than 5 retreats. So if you've only sat, you know, if this is your first or second or third retreat, we really would encourage you to come. And those of you who've sat a few more than that, well, it's a little more optional. But everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome to come to that time. And so now Gil will offer some suggestions on walking practice.